today. He has a neck stinger and the quad contusion, but he should be fine. Kirk Coleman has a sternal contusion, and he's going to do what he can do today. He's going to be a bit limited, but we'll see how he works out. Still sore. Jeremy Macklin has a groin strain, and he'll be limited, but he'll still be out here doing all those guys went through the walkthrough. And then Rick's going to hitch on McCoy, Vic, Patterson, Selleck, and then really that's it, in that phase of things. So Mathis again was out here this morning, and he'll be out to practice, and we'll just see how he does with the ankle. We look forward to playing Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday night. It should be a great environment for football. And again, they've got a good football team. Marvin's done a nice job with that group, and they've got some good young players and some good veteran players. Nice mix, and be a great challenge for us. So our guys are going through the process right now. They came in yesterday and worked a little bit as far as walkthroughs and meetings, and then today we had the walkthrough this morning. We'll have the practice this afternoon. Kind of cram everything in. Got to get everything in one day, and then we'll get our mock game tomorrow, and we'll be ready to roll on Thursday. Time for
the change of the schedule, how you do things, how do you compensate for that? What are you trying to do to make things easier for your team?
Yeah, well, you have some of your people do some work before you get into this week, before our last game. We had an idea of which direction we were going to go, and then you use as many things as you can that carry over from game plan to game plan from the week before, and then you add as few things as you can. So the players can at least digest it. I mean, you're talking about base, goal line, short yardage, nickel, red zone, two-minute, four-minute, all those different areas that you've got to combine in there and make sure that the guys can digest it and be able to go out and play at the speed you want them to play at.
You talk so much about how a win would boost these guys' morale and confidence. Did you see anything different, a spring in their step today?
Well, listen, there's not a lot of time to enjoy the win when you have a Thursday night game, but they were excited. They were excited at the time. They enjoyed the flight back, and then really we got into it yesterday, and you put that game behind you, and you kind of move on to the Bengals. So you didn't have that Monday and Tuesday where you could sit there and enjoy it, and then get yourself right by Wednesday. So
Andy, the Thursday night game last year in Seattle wasn't your best. Did you do anything? Obviously, it was on the road, so it was different. But did you do anything different as far as that whole routine thing?
Yeah, the league had looked into that. The East Coast to West Coast, the results haven't been very good, I don't think, for anybody. But I went back and looked at the process that we did. We changed up a couple of things, but not much. There's not a whole lot of changes you can make within that. We were lucky enough to have the preseason Friday game where we could kind of put ourselves on a Thursday night schedule. So we did that, we worked a couple of things out. More with reps than number of reps and that, as opposed to just changing everything up.
What kind of challenge does the Cincinnati defense present for a young quarterback developing, and what are their strengths as you see them?
Well, listen, they've been together a while, and in particular the coaching staff. So they've got all the wrinkles figured out there, and the players, they're good in both against the run and the pass. They do a lot of things in the secondary. They do a lot of things with fire zones and blitzes that you've got to be ready for. And I'm talking from a quarterback standpoint and protection standpoint. So, listen, they slant. They do everything that you can do to maximize a defense. They're going to show you. So, from a young quarterback standpoint, you got to spend the time, make sure that you're in there and you exhaust the short period of time that you have.
Andy, when you looked at this,
I'm not sure if you would see how he reacts to seeing different stuff this week.
Yeah, well, listen, he's done a good job with that part of it, and he's continuing to get better. This will be another challenge for him, doing it on a short week. I know he's here late last night going over stuff, and I'm sure it'll be the same tonight. So, it's one more step. Let's see how he does with it.
I'm not sure how you would if you'd agree with this assessment. It seemed like DRC played one of his better games on Sunday in some time, and you mentioned last week that you had a conversation with him. Was that a direct result of that, or do you think it was something else?
No, listen, I just think he bared down and had a good game. I think he was focused in, and he did a nice job with it. He did play well. He had a good game.
A lot of the players. Nick Foles had 51 pass attempts, not much of a running game. When you had a chance to look at the tape, what did you assess? What did you come away with?
Well, I came away with that Tampa's a pretty good run defense, number one. They we gave them our best shot with the run part of it that we had, and then we went to the pass game, short intermediate screen game, all the things that we have there, which I thought would be a little bit more successful, and Marty dialed up the right things there to, you know, allow us to move the football. And then I thought Nick handled it well. That's a lot to dump on a young guy's plate, but he handled it, and I thought his decision making was good.
Since a lot of the players were saying that they've never experienced, and a lot of the young guys never experienced such a short turnaround. What's their greatest challenge? Is it more physical, more mental?
Well, you know what, it combos you right there. So you got to be a tough nut to get over the physical part of it, where your body's sore, and you got to make sure you take care of it. At night, you've got to make sure you get your rest and you keep your liquids in and do all of your diet and everything. You make sure that you're on top of that, and and then mentally, you've got to digest this game plan in a short period of time. So it's not an easy thing.
If Coleman's ready, is he back in there, or are you going to stick with Colt?
I think it's going to be I think it's going to be a stretch for him to be ready. Right now, he's sore, so I'm not going to play him when he still has that, the soreness in that area. But he needs to get out and practice, and then we'll see how he does tomorrow. But I would tell you it's going to be a stretch for him to do that. And Cole
played pretty well.
Cole did, yeah.
Is his responsibilities different because of the scheme changes up front, or
you saw him make a few tackles in the box, and responsibilities weren't different, no.
Okay.
No.
Since Cam, Trent, and Nick have been very tight, what role has Trent played in Nick's development these past few weeks?
Yeah, well, listen, I think he's a great influence for him. Trent's seen a lot of things. He's seen the highs and the lows of this game. He's a brilliant kid, very, very intelligent. So when Nick's here, Trent's here. I mean, they do all this stuff together. And I think it's just been a real positive for him, understanding the game. And not only the game schematically, but also the game as a whole, the media and all the attention, the fans, everything that comes with it. So.
Andy, with Brent Celek out, any plans to add any depth to the roster?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I've got a meal there that I can – that's a fullback tight end. If we need to get him in there, we'll get him in there and have him do some things. We'd have to make a move there to do that. But he's familiar with both positions and can help us, at both of them.
Can you give the Bengals offensively any what stands out from them?
Well, right away you say defensively they're a stout defense, very active, athletic, and then offensively they're explosive. That wide receiver they've got is a pretty good one. In a short period of time, he's become one of the better ones in the National Football League, and their quarterback. Not only is he a redhead, he's a good redhead. He can sling that thing around. He's a pretty good football player.
As overwhelming as it is to prepare in such a short time, is it almost good for momentum to come right off of that big win and go right into another game?
Oh, listen, I don't know. I think the guy. I'd rather come off it with a win than not come off with a win. To answer that part of it, but I don't know. I don't know all that.
Yeah. Is Mac gonna stretch to play on Thursday, or is he?
I think he's going to be all right. Yeah, I think he'll be all right.
How did you feel Curtis Marks play?
You know, when he was in there, I thought he did a good job. He did a nice job in Dime. He was in for a couple different reasons. Dime was one of them, and then when Nam went down, he was in there for that. So I thought he competed. He had a nice breakup on our sideline. He had one there that he'd like to have back when I got past him. And he kind of missed a jam on it. But I thought overall he competed and did a pretty nice job.
Do you feel like you can get him in? Even in base situations, just to reward him or keep giving him playing time, see what he can do.
Yeah, we'll see how all that goes. But listen, he played well. I mean, to answer your question.
You drafted Boykin to play nickel. Is he possible a guy who can play outside too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
The Bengals' defensive line seems like they're pretty deep and they rotate guys. Is that kind of like how you want to build your defensive line?
Yeah, listen, they're fast, they're athletic. A couple spots that are long, big tall kids, and they're an impressive group. You know, they've done well. They've got a number of pressures and sacks on the quarterback, and they play the run well. So.
Andy, at one point, there was you were interested in Marvin Lewis going way back, being part of the staff. Can you talk about that and the friendship you have with him?
Yeah, well, Marvin and I go back even further than that. Dirk Cutter, who I think you guys are familiar with now, from Atlanta. He and Marvin were best friends, and Dirk and I worked together for a number of years, and so I met Marvin when I was young and had no gray hair, right? you know, we've maintained a friendship over the years. Good person.
It was close too, right? I mean, maybe him being joining your staff. Or?
Yeah, there was a chance. Yeah, no, he was one of the guys I interviewed when I first came. Not that I needed to interview him too much, but he wanted to stay at the Ravens, and even though there was a coaching change going on, he felt like he was in a good position there, and it worked out well for him. Very intelligent guy.
Didn't you go to Afghanistan?
Yeah, had a chance to go to Afghanistan with him, and spent some time with him there. Yeah, great person.